Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Just want to let you know how to get in touch with me or how to look me up. You can go to, I made this as simple as I possibly could, 1160mortgage.com. That's the website if you want to check out mortgages. I would highly suggest if you have any interest in mortgages, you're looking to buy, sell, refinance, anything, go to look me up on YouTube. That channel is starting, and I'm so excited about it. It's starting to really take off. I finally hit 1,000 subscribers. Now, every day I'm probably having 1,000 to 2,000 hits on certain videos. So just go to YouTube and then look up the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I'll be right there, hopefully. If not, just look up Dan Frio. So today, what I'm trying to do is educate people on the mortgage process so you don't get ripped off. So many people use these big banks or, you know, these other companies that have stadiums and race car drivers and things like that. How are they paying for that stuff? You know, the money's got to come from somewhere. So what I'm trying to teach you is, you know, the programs that are available to you. You don't need 20% down. You don't need to pay $3,000 in closing costs. You don't need to pay a higher rate than what's out in the market. Please don't be, you know, wowed by that teaser rate that you see on the internet, and then you click it, and by the time you're done, it's 2% higher with a $5,000 fee. So today we're going to go over some programs. And if you're in the market for anything, or your kids are, or your grandkids are, your coworkers, you're a realtor, you need to know these things. So what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to get through as much as I can. I'm going to talk about the biggest pieces or the biggest products that we do. They're FHA, VA, and conventional financing. Okay, the normal loan. When I say a normal loan, I'm just talking about conventional financing, and I'll go through that and why. It's still funny to me. In Illinois, we have a ton. We have hundreds of thousands of veterans, and we hardly do any VA loans, which kind of blows my mind. And I'll take partial blame to that because I used to run a lot of VA ads and get nowhere with it. So I kind of pull those ads. So if you're a veteran or know a veteran, I'm going to start posting a lot of these shows on my website and YouTube and every place I can kind of put them up on a podcast, and I'll title them. So, you know, it might be VA loans and things like that. So please help the veterans out if you can with these things. I'm going to try at the end to go over reverse mortgages if I have time. Reverse mortgages are probably the biggest, should be one of the biggest programs for senior citizens, and they're not, and I'm going to go through the reason why. The misconceptions of reverse mortgages is crazy. So let's start out with an FHA loan. Okay, what an FHA loan is, these are not bad people who are applying for a VA or FHA loan. There's reasons that you go with an FHA loan. And I'm going to go, let me go through the guidelines. Hold on, I got them here, right here. I'm going to go through the guidelines on the biggest piece of this is, you know, why, if you have a credit score under 620, you don't have any other options other than an FHA loan. However, if you have a credit score of, let's say, 660, 680, and you have minimum down, is your minimum down payment, the lowest possible, it's most likely that an FHA rate is going to be substantially better than a conventional loan or a normal loan. But here's the biggest determinants that I see with an FHA loan. So let me go over some of the guidelines in regards to, and you know, millions of people crashed during the Great Recession. So this is where this kind of ties into. If you had a foreclosure in the past or deed in lieu, FHA only requires that you be out of the foreclosure for 3 years. On a bankruptcy, you only have to be discharged 2 years. Those are the two biggest things or reasons why a lot of people choose an FHA loan. Okay. So now I'm going to go over the credit scores required for an FHA loan. So from you might want to write this down because there are thousands and thousands of people being turned down or denied with particular lenders because they don't have the credit score that that lender requires. So here is the FHA guidelines. 500 credit score to 580, you can get a mortgage. It is 10% down, or 90% of the home's value would be lent to you. Okay, so 10% down. So you're saying, Dan, wait a second, FHA, they'll go with a smaller down payment. They will, but you need over a 580 credit score, 580 and above. So 580 plus would get you into their normal, why most people go with an FHA loan, of 3.5% of a down payment. So what do I mean by that? So I'm going to make it as simple as I can. You're buying a $100,000 home and you qualify at a 580 score, you need $3,500. So take the $100,000 times the 3.5%, 3.5% of a down payment. That's the money you need for your down payment. Okay, so another reason why you might go with an FHA loan is what they call your debt ratio. Okay, so here is what your debt ratio is. So if you've been turned down in the past, or somebody come back to you and said, you know what, we can't do this because your debt ratio is just too high, you might have been embarrassed to say, what's my debt ratio? Here's what your debt ratio is. Take your gross income. So one of the easiest way to do this, is the most generic, is take what you made last year, divide it on your W-2, the biggest number out there. It'll say wages, tips, and all that stuff. Take that number, divide it by 12. That is your gross income, okay? So now we need what are your monthly debts. So your debt ratio is the debt load versus your income, okay? So what is your debts? We get your credit report. Everything on your credit report that's outstanding, we take that and add it to what your mortgage payment is or what your mortgage payment will be, and that is now your debts. Okay, so let's say you make $2,000 a month gross, and your debts, when we added them all up plus your mortgage payment, is $1,000. We take that $1,000 of the debts divided by your income that we come up with $2,000. So $1,000 divided by $2,000 is 50%. So that means you have a 50% debt ratio. FHA will go up to, and not in every case, but in many cases, believe it or not, they'll go to a 57% debt ratio. Normal loans, conventional loans, will max, period. No, you can't deviate from this at all. 50%, period. You can't be 50.001. It'll deny your loan. That might be another reason why you go with an FHA loan. So if you've been turned down because you don't have a 600, 620, 640 credit score, try me. Give me a shot. Let's try to get you into an FHA loan. Again, 580 and above, okay? Or you were turned down. Some banks, they require a 600 or 620 credit score and a 50% debt ratio. That is their overlays. And I won't go through that in this show. But that is, the overlays are huge. Let's go over it with you real quick. And I go over this on some other shows. An overlay is, like I said, FHA requires that you have a 580 credit score and above to go with the 3.5% down payment. You might call a bank and they say, you know what, we require 600. We require 620. That's an overlay. They've put their guidelines on top of the FHA guidelines and saying, no, we're not going to abide by the 580 credit score. We require a 600, or we require a 620. Same thing with the debt ratio. We will only go to 50%. Even though FHA, you can get it done, I can help you get it done because I have lenders that will abide exactly by the FHA guidelines. So that is FHA. FHA. Let me go over real quick what a 203K loan is. It's an FHA loan. It's a 203K. That is a rehab loan. Those, however, require a 620 credit score. What that is a loan to help you buy a house and rehab it. Okay, so basically it's an FHA loan, but it will allow you to buy a house that's in need of rehab. FHA requirement, though, is it has to be your primary home or going to be your primary home. Okay, so FHA, let's recap it real quick. FHA requires that the house is your primary home. You can have a 500 credit score. 500 to 580 is 10% down payment. 580 and above is a 3.5% down payment. So that's that part of it. Your debt ratio can go up to 57% in some cases, not every case, but a lot of cases you can get up to a 57% debt ratio. Foreclosures, 3 years out since it was foreclosed on the judicial sale, and a bankruptcy, you only have to be out 2 years discharged. So those are the guidelines with all that. So when you come back, we're going to talk briefly about VA and then what I call normal loans, conventional loans, and they're dramatically different than, or the conventional loans are dramatically different than the FHAs. So please reach out to me if you would. Visit me at 1160mortgage.com. You can call me and you'll get me personally. It's 630-338-1160. You can also email me, and I return all the emails, and it is dan.frio@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned. I'll be right back. God bless. And welcome back to Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. And if you need to, please get in, reach out to me. Check me out on the web, 1160mortgage.com. Call me, 630-338-1160. You'll reach me personally. So today we're going over loan programs. We just finished up with FHA. Hopefully you didn't fall asleep. So if you did, wake up. We're going to go over conventional financing now and VA loans. I'm going to go over VA loans briefly. And VA, if you're a veteran, God bless you. My dad served in World War II. He was just named like Veteran of the Year back in the area that I grew up in. It was a small town in West Virginia, and actually the county I grew up in has the most veterans in the whole country. So I never knew that until my dad was just honored. So God bless you, veterans. If you served your time, guys, you guys and girls, I apologize about that. You earned this. So if you're a veteran and you have a mortgage or you want to get a mortgage, please reach out to me. The guidelines are, and like we went over with the FHA programs, the guidelines vary lender to lender, believe it or not. They shouldn't, but they do. If the VA product is available and out there in the market, I can help you get it. You only need a 550 credit score. Yes, I said 550. So if you've kind of called a bunch of places and they turned you down because you didn't have the score, or the debt ratio, or things like that, please call me. If I cannot help you, here, I'll give this promise to you. If I can't help you get a mortgage, I will help counsel you somehow, some way to get prepared to be able to do something in the future. That's one of the reasons why I created a website for your credit. I won't go through that now. I'll give that information to you at the end. It's a four-step process that helps you get your credit scores, look at your credit scores, monitor them as much as you can, and then how I might be able to help you. I'll give you some guidance via YouTube channels and things like that. Or there's even counseling companies on there that can help you get through obstacles, because a lot of times the information on there, it's really hard to fix. So a VA loan is awesome. It's 100% financing. You do not need any money as a down payment. VA, the guidelines, you have to have a 550 credit score or higher. And then when we talked about the debt ratio previously, the debt ratio is analyzed by the VA, but many times you can get over 50% in that as well. So if anybody turns you down, or let's say, I don't even want people that's been turned down. Let me help work you through getting a VA loan. I promise you, I'll shop you to over 20 different lenders. We'll get the best rate. Now, let me emphasize this real quick. I don't charge you anything. The lender pays me. And in almost, I'll say 99% of the time, I can get you a lower rate and lower fees than you going on your own to somewhere, someplace, and getting a mortgage. That's how I stay in business. If my charges were excessive and my rates were higher, I wouldn't expect you to come to me. But how I stay in business, the bank pays me a fee. It is based on the loan amount, not the interest rate. How do they do this? Well, they don't have to pay an inside person. They don't have to pay a loan officer. They don't have to pay that person a salary, commissions, benefits, bonuses, all this other stuff. They eliminate all of that because I put together your whole loan file and I deliver it to that company. So VA loans, again, 550 credit score. Debt ratios can be 50 or maybe up to 53, 55. No money down. So if you don't have any money for a down payment and you really want to purchase a home and you're a veteran, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. So now let's talk about what I call, I reference normal mortgages. The mortgage that your mom and dad or your grandparents that they knew. And here's the old tales on what most people think about normal mortgages. They think you need 20% down payment, perfect credit, no foreclosures, no bankruptcies, nothing. You are like the perfect person in the world. Now, there's no such thing. So let's go through qualifying for a conventional loan. You need a 620 credit score, okay? And I'll give you ways at the end of the program on how to get that credit score. You cannot exceed a 50% debt ratio. Now, we went through how to calculate your debt ratio in the first segment. So you cannot exceed, you can't exceed it by 0.001. You cannot exceed a 50% debt ratio. Now, here's the guidelines for the bankruptcies and foreclosures. The bankruptcy is you have to be out of the bankruptcy for 4 years. A short sale, you have to be completed with a short sale 4 years. Foreclosures, 7 years from the judicial sale. Okay, that's the guidelines for conventional financing. Now, here's the shocker that most people don't get in these days. How much? I need 20% down, don't I? Nope. Conventional financing right now has about three special programs. Those programs require a 620 credit score. You can buy a home with 3% down. 3%, not 20, 3. There is no magic numbers behind it. You can go up to a 50% debt ratio. The biggest thing in this is you cannot own another property at the time of this particular closing. So if you're buying a house with a 3% down and you have another home that you're moving out of and going to rent, you don't qualify for this program. So if you're selling that house, it could sell the same day, you qualify for this program, 3% down. So let's say, you know what, I have a small little condo right now. It's almost paid off. I'm going to move out of that, rent it because I can cash flow real well and buy another property. So now I need 20% down, right? Nope. 5. You only need 5% down. You do not need 20% down. Okay? So that's probably the most uninformed that people are with the down payment piece of things. All right? So, that's kind of, painting everything with a broad brush. So let's recap the programs that we went over. FHA. What do we need? A 500 to 580 credit score. We can get that done, but you need 10% down payment. Has to be your primary home. 580 credit score and above, 3.5% down payment. Let's go over the bankruptcies and foreclosures again. The bankruptcies. Hold on, I got to get my cheat sheet. Bankruptcies, 2 years out. Foreclosures, short sales, 3 years out. Debt ratio, up to 57. Awesome program. VA financing, 550 credit score, a little over 50% you can go, 100% financing, 100%, okay? Conventional financing, 620 minimum score required, has to be, can't be a 619. debt ratio has to be 50 or below. Can't be 50.0001. If it's your only property, you can get put, you can buy a home at 3% down. If you own another property, you can buy a home at 5% down. Okay, so let's cap off some different things here. Some of the questions that I get daily, and a lot of this stuff you can find on my website, and again, it's 1160mortgage.com. You can go there, and there's, I just added a mortgage calculator. So many times I'll get from somebody, you know, what's that? What would the payment be on this property? What would the payment be on that property? I kind of made it as simple as I could. Just go to 1160mortgage.com. On every page over to the right, there is a mortgage calculator. Plug in the numbers. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you're not putting down 20%, you need what's called PMI or private mortgage insurance. There's a calculation already in there. Just leave it. Those vary a little bit, but just leave it for now. It'll put you very, very, very close to what that payment is going to be. So that's that part of it. Let me think of what else we can kind of cover today. Let's you know, briefly go over what a reverse mortgage is. So if you are 62 years or older, and we're just going to go over this briefly. I'm going to kind of give you a teaser for another show that's coming up. If you're 62 years or older and you owe less than 50% of your home's value and you're just struggling, you know, and you don't want to be a burden on your children and you just don't have, I did a reverse mortgage recently, and I went to the lady's house. I walked in and she had a coat on and a blanket, and she had, her heat was off. And it was actually, it was last year, and it was in, I think, January. It was freezing cold. And I said, why isn't your heat on? She's like, I can't afford it. She owned her house free and clear, but she can't afford it. And the house was worth like $250,000. So we set her up with a loan that paid her back taxes and gave her a monthly distribution of $1,500. That changed her world. She was now able to turn on the heat, buy the food she needed. It just changed her whole life. And she didn't realize, she thought if she got a reverse mortgage, she had to sign her house over to the bank. And so her kids were going to lose everything because she was actually going to try to make her life comfortable for the last, you know, how many years that she has left on this earth. So I'm going to go over reverse mortgages in more detail in another show. It will be the entire show. Just because of that, because I have a passion for that. And, you know, a lot of listeners, if it's mom and dad and you're a senior and you have questions on this, it is not a hard sell. Just call me. I'll go over all the details, every question that you have. I'll back it up with any information you want. If you're younger and your parents are in a situation like that, please reach out to me. I'd love to help at least answer some of the questions that you have. But, I'm just here to help. And that's why we do the show. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. Please check me out on 1160mortgage.com. Go to, you can even, I always forget this, Facebook. You can look me up on the mortgage update there. YouTube is taking off huge. The mortgage update with Dan Frio there. Reach me at 630-338-1160. Thank you again for listening. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. God bless. Have a good night.
You've been listening to the mortgage update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.